firm foundations. The Lost Melody. I was taking photos during a family vacation when a beautiful melody popped into my mind. I love music and composing, so I quickly hummed the song into my camera to remember and work on it later. That afternoon, I was looking through the cool photos on my camera. I decided to check out how much memory my camera had left. It was 67% full. I clicked OK, not realizing I had just said OK to reformatting my memory card. In a matter of seconds, all my photos and my recording were erased. I was sad about losing the pictures, but I was especially sad about losing the melody. I tried telling myself it would be okay, but I was devastated. That night, I prayed that the photos and melody could be retrieved. After returning from the vacation, I kept tinkering with the camera, and most of the pictures finally appeared. I was overjoyed. It felt like a direct answer to my prayers. However, I was crushed when I couldn't find the recording of the melody. I kept praying and hoping that the song would come back. Many weeks later, as I was doing chores, a strangely familiar melody came into my head. It was the song! I couldn't believe it! I quickly recorded it on the piano. I have no doubt Heavenly Father answered my prayer. It was something so small, but He answered. I know He can bring hope into our lives when all seems lost. Benjamin G., Utah, USA. Sidebar. How can I find hope? 1. Anchor your faith in God. His light will lead you to truth and happiness. See Ether chapter 12, verse 4. 2. Turn to Christ. He loves you. Your weaknesses can be overcome through Christ's redeeming power. See Ether chapter 3, verse 14. 3. Look for the good. Be grateful for all of the wonderful blessings God has already given you. See Alma chapter 37, verse 37. 4. Serve and love others. Your heart will be filled with compassion and the light of Christ as you seek to help those around you. See Moroni chapter 7, verse 47.
President Boyd K. Packer said, "A testimony of the hope of redemption is something which cannot be measured or counted. Jesus Christ is the source of that hope." President Boyd K. Packer, President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, October 2014 General Conference.
I felt my Savior's love. A few years ago, my family and I moved. It was hard, but I tried my best to adjust. However, after getting in a car crash 2 weeks later and receiving a concussion and several injuries on my face, I was miserable. Because of the concussion, I couldn't go to school for 3 weeks. I felt so alone. I remember praying and asking Heavenly Father why this had to happen when I already felt so alone after moving. Then one day, my dad told me that my Savior would never leave me alone. After hearing that, I prayed and asked Heavenly Father to forgive me for my anger. I read my scriptures and tried to understand His plan for me. Soon after that, people from my new school, ward, and seminary class visited me with cards, flowers, and Reese's peanut butter cups, my favorite. I felt my Savior's love through them, and they hardly even knew me. I know that Jesus Christ is always there for us. He provides peace and listens to our prayers. He knows us, and He knows what will help us grow. Holland S., Washington, USA.
Finding my family. When I was 14, I was called to be a family history youth consultant. My family history class during Sunday school inspired me to find my great-grandfather's parents on my mom's side. Every Sunday, I did a little more work, going through records and searching for connections to my great-great-grandfather, William Aldred Thomas. But after a year, with no results, I felt discouraged. I wanted to give up. But then, one afternoon, I felt a distinct prompting to search for Francina Christina Meyer, his wife. Several records came up that confirmed a connection to my great-great-grandparents. I was so happy. I'd finally found my family. My home was full of indescribable joy. More names connected to the Thomas line were found. And my brother and I have been baptized and confirmed for 5 generations of that line, all because of perseverance and a single special prompting. This experience has been a tremendous blessing and testimony to me of the importance of family history work. I know that our family members on the other side will help us find them and that this work truly brings light into our lives. Savannah B., Alberta, Canada.
End of this month's Firm Foundations. Read by Van Farnworth, Chloe Hopper, Eden Reinwand, and Wes Nelson.